That sounds good. Oh yeah, what you're about to hear is powered by the Men of the Square Table, who want you to know that the garage fridge is for beer only. Duh. Miller Lite. Good call.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On Free FM.
Free FM, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
What up?
Good morning. How are you?
I feel like I just saw you guys.
You
made it home from the wine festival.
Yeah, I wasn't drinking much wine. It was good, but because I'm not much of a wine drinker, I was Mr. Sippy, Sippy, Sip.
Yeah,
sip.
A lot of people said that. He was walking around all night with an empty glass.
Well, plus I was driving.
Well, that's true.
You know, I've never been able to handle my wine. I wish I could drink wine.
Oh.
I love the taste of it, but it gives me a horrible, horrible headache.
Oh, I had such
always
a good time.
Has. So I can only have, you know, like a half a glass of it and a sip of that. I just couldn't drink it. I mean, like I wanted to. But you guys, you fish. Especially you, Heidi.
Oh.
Thanks for everyone who showed up.
Absolutely.
Good time.
I had no idea.
Hung out.
I love it because there were a couple of guys there who, and it's a really good idea because you're totally going to score points with your wife, but there were two different couples who, you know, the wife's like, all of a sudden my husband was like, hey, you know, well, Saturday night, why don't we go out to the Loose Goose Wine Festival, maybe, you know, just walk around, have some wine, and have music, and it'd be nice, you know, nice night. Well, not telling the wife that the only reason they heard about it was because of us, and that the only reason they were really going is because of us, and she goes, so we get here, and I'm thinking, wow, this is so out of character for you, and you're,
right.
You're being so romantic, and then all of a sudden she's like, hang on a second. You heard this on Frosty Heidi. You don't even care about me or hanging out and being romantic with me, but it's great.
I almost got
anything to get laid.
I almost got fired.
What do you mean fired?
This is horrible. By the way, I'm not sure. Well, I know they don't. Our affiliates in Phoenix and San Diego don't broadcast the same weekend shows we do here in Los Angeles, obviously. So here in L.A., we have a food critic. Meryl Schindler's his name, and he's on over the weekends, and he reviews area restaurants in Southern California. You know, he knows his food, and he knows his wine and stuff. So I guess I was there first. You guys weren't quite there. And so he says, hey, coming over. He was doing a live broadcast, a little crowd around him. Hey, coming over. Hey, Frosty Stillwell's here from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, blah, blah, blah. Now, I just got there. I hadn't even had a sip of anything.
Oh, that sucks.
So it's not like I was inebriated and didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have a drink yet.
Sober
okay?
as a judge.
Completely sober.
All right.
And 3 or 4 minutes into this short little segment, I happen to mention, you know, I'm sort of a beer guy. Wine is great. I like, you know, a little now and then, but beer is what I wish they had. And he goes, oh, yeah, the old great. The great beer, I can't do a Schindler voice.
Well, he's kind of nasally.
And Jewish.
And he's from New York.
There we go.
And, yeah.
Very good. That's him.
Yeah.
That's Meryl. So he's talking about, yeah, he says, yeah, we have all these beers no one's heard of, these microbrews and these beers from other part of the country. Like the ones like Blatz. And I said, oh, yeah, I remember Blatz. He says, I love any kind of beer that when you're puking later, you say the name of the beer. And it's also like calling trains at a train station on the New York line. Blatz! Pabst! Schlitz! Now, instead of saying Schlitz,
whoopsie,
I forgot the L. By accident. It was a tongue twister.
Oh.
When you try to say Blatz, Pabst, and Schlitz, it's tough.
So what was Meryl's response to you?
Mortification.
His license.
Absolute mortification, because I screamed it.
Bye-bye weekend show.
I think he thought I was doing it on purpose, because he said, well, we got a commercial, and he's sort of snippy with me later, like, thanks a lot.
Oh, no.
I didn't do it on purpose, so I'm sorry about the
obscenity. Frank and I were in the car, and we had a group of people with us, so it was like half, we were like, oh, Frosty's on the radio, so we turned it up.
So
it was
we turned
like,
it.
Like a little, yeah. Like
the audience normally does.
So, you mispronounce
Schlitz? Well, yeah, and I, well,
so
I just heard.
To a Subway.
I just
to get a sandwich.
I just heard the tail end. I heard it's, and then I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? And then Frank's like, I think he may have said.
Oh, they edited it. Good.
I don't know. No.
Oh, they
I'm
didn't edit it?
I just heard the tail end of
it.
It was kind of through static, too.
Yeah.
Crap in that area. They don't get stationed
so they
that
didn't
well.
Edit it. No.
Shoot. Well, whatever. It wasn't intentional. It was a slip of the tongue.
Schlitz happens.
If it's a slip of the tongue, how can you get fined? An honest-to-God mistake, accident, sober slip of the tongue is entirely different from an intentional, blatant effort to offend, right?
Yeah, because
that's my defense.
Yeah. And Schlitz anyway. I mean, it sounds more like a wet fart than a beer.
Right.
They leave that off the ad campaign. Schlitz.
Ooh, got a little Schlitz in there.
When you're out of Schlitz, You're out of beer. I remember their jingle. Anyway.
Do they still make Schlitz?
I don't know. That's an east of the Rockies beer, that one. Anyway, so.
Horrible name for a beer.
So I swore big time over the weekend. Not on this show, but on the food show.
And Frank was walking around drinking a beer out of a wine glass, which I thought was very classy. It was classy.
It was class to the joint.
It was full of beer, too.
To the rim. Sipping as I leave.
Pretty good, though.
Yeah, it was a good time. Thank you, Loose Goose Wine Festival, for having us.
Second year, so hopefully they'll invite us back for the third.
Well, they won't invite me back.
We'll see.
And my trash mouth.
Mm-hmm. A lot of cigar smokers out there, too, which I had no idea that...
Cigars and wine?
You had no idea those two went together.
Yeah.
Love the smell,
Yes,
though.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's okay because you're outside smoking a cigar.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. It goes away.
We got good news and bad news for you, Frosty. You probably noticed over the weekend, but... The bad news is that the Christie's auction for the Star Trek stuff's over.
Oh, yes.
And the good news is you couldn't afford it anything anyway.
I know. Did you see those prices?
Yeah, I guess. Telling us about the ship, the Starship Enterprise used in the pilot for Star Trek The Next Generation?
Yeah, they had several. The biggest one was 8 or 9 feet long, 4 feet wide. It was the actual model, which they would hang by, you know, little threads. And the camera in the old days, the way they used to do it before computer graphics, would actually pan and zoom around this big old model ship.
Mm.
And I mean, that wasn't real?
No, it was fake. Not like today.
Next thing you're going to tell me Santa Claus is fake. My God.
I wanted that so bad. I mean, the estimates in the catalog, the Christie's catalog, that was one of the most expensive items. They estimated it was going to go between $20,000 to $25,000.
Well, I don't have the price of the original model for Star Trek. I have the Enterprise, Next Generation, sold for $576,000.
Yes.
Jesus.
Over $500,000.
That's Next Generation Starship.
Right. You believe that? $500,000? Who has that kind of money?
Yeah, what Trekkie has that kind of cash?
Exactly.
How do you ever get the money out of that again?
Aren't they living in their mom's basement and working at a video store or something? That's what I picture.
Gosh. Well, the original Captain Kirk's chair didn't sell at this auction. It sold previously to Paul Allen, the Microsoft guy, for a quarter of a million. Can you imagine $250,000 just for a prop chair over in the corner of your front room?
They had the replica of his chair sold for $62,400.
The replica?
Yeah, one that was...
He never even said it.
His ass never touched.
Oh.
I want some Schlitz on that chair if I'm going to spend that much money for it.
They had 8 or 9 miniature models, not the big 9-foot-long Enterprise, but the miniature ones that were 2 feet long. They had 8 or 9 different ones they would use for different scenes. They were easier to maneuver. And those sold for a minimum of $100,000 each. $100,000 each.
Mm.
Top costume price, guess who?
Oh.
Of all the Star Trek episodes, of all the series, the one costume that fetched...
Uhura?
I'm gonna go
7 to 9s didn't do so well compared to this one.
Really? You'd think there's some, especially with the Schlitz.
You would think. I'd like to sniff that one.
The one Klingon girl. Didn't they always have her on the bridge somewhere? They always had their O'Hara. But she was called.
I don't think the original.
You don't remember the Klingon girl?
I had no idea.
The original series didn't have a Klingon girl on the bridge. You're thinking,
Not when the Klingon warship would approach. They always had version of their bridge.
Right.
And there was always that Klingon girl in the back.
Right.
Who was the Uhura of that Klingon.
Speaking Klingon.
Ship, yeah.
You know,
I still do her, though.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. I thought she was hot with that vertebra forehead.
Nice forehead,
oh,
actually.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, the top price for a costume was from the original series. Went for $144,000. I'll give you a choice of four.
Okay.
Well, I've already answered one. No, it's either Uhura.
No.
Dr. McCoy.
No.
Spock, or Kirk.
Okay, it's got to be Kirk.
Spock.
You're both wrong. McCoy.
What?
No.
Dr. McCoy, Bones McCoy, his outfit fetched $144,000.
That's weird.
More than
why is it? Wasn't
I don't
it
know.
Pretty much the same as the other two.
Maybe because he's dead.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't see.
Maybe sense.
I don't see how that's
worth
it.
Well, that doesn't make sense. I can't believe I'm trying to... Well, that doesn't make any sense at all.
What if it
isn't it like a polyester jumpsuit? Just
yeah,
it probably cost $11.60 to
right.
make.
It's like the stuff they still sell at Marshall's.
Ugh.
Anyway, yeah, I missed it, Frank, but I couldn't afford it. You're right.
Yeah, so there's good news and bad news. You missed it, but you couldn't afford anything anyway.
Well, Frosty, I have news that will never, ever apply to you in a million years that you don't even need to care about.
I'm going
to
write down what I think.
I'm going to write down, too.
I think I know which one you mean. I'm looking psychically. I'm writing
all
down.
All right. We've had a lot of psychic moments over the weekend, haven't we, Frosty? Okay. On the heels of a nationwide recall of E. coli contaminated spinach, there's now a recall involving lettuce.
Yes, we both wrote down lettuce salad.
The company's initiated a voluntary recall of green leaf lettuce purchased last week under the Foxy brand name. Foxy is one of the nation's largest suppliers of lettuce, and if you bought lettuce in grocery stores between October 3rd and 6th, which Frosty didn't, but if you did in Arizona, California, Nevada, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, then don't eat it.
I heard that story and I just busted out loud laughing.
I read the story and went, well, I'll bring that in for stuff that will never apply to Frosty.
All you healthy health nut health people eating lettuce and spinach, you're the ones dying.
Well, isn't it supposed to keep you regular, and this is really keeping you regular?
Yeah, yeah.
How does this happen that suddenly, I mean, when's the last time previous to the spinach recently, now the lettuce, when's the last time you heard of an E. coli outbreak on anything? Nothing.
No.
Now it's like two in a row?
And nothing that you eat ever gets recalled. Well, maybe the mad cow. Well, was that ever an issue here, though?
Eh, not really.
Some bad beef. Other than that, cheese never goes bad. There's never tainted cheese or Doritos.
There's two things you never have to worry about me catching. One is a sexually transmitted communicable disease, because I don't have sex.
Yeah.
And two, anything to do with anything eaten, well, lettuce or spinach.
Any sort of vegetable or fruit.
Yeah, I have nothing to do with...
If you had sex, your mate would have to worry about mad cow. The venereal disease you pass on.
Have some lettuce, Frank. The only thing I have to do with lettuce is...
Oh, boy.
Let us entertain you. Let us make you smile. It's the only thing I have to do with lettuce.
That's all you got?
Here's something that has something to do with you. Virgins getting married.
Oh.
It's a possibility for you. Yes, her name is Lori Rose Cannizzaro. Cannizzaro, I think her name is.
Crushing it married sooner.
She's from East Aurora, New York. She stood at the altar in a white gown and veil, but she was there for no earthly man. She was dedicating her virginity to Jesus.
Oh, for God's sake.
Nice pun, Heidi.
Right.
I guess it's a rare Catholic ceremony, one that her own pastor didn't even know existed. Turned the 42-year-old into a consecrated virgin. Fewer than 200 women in the United States and 2,000 worldwide have declared their perpetual virginity this way, according to the U.S. Association of Consecrated Virgins.
There's an Association of Consecrated Virgins.
What do they get together and talk about?
The ACV.
The ACV.
Pass out battery coupons?
I don't think they do that, Frank.
Well, no, you can do that.
No. Mm-mm.
Yes, you can.
Not in the Catholic religion.
But it's not.
You're still technically a virgin.
You're masturbating is a sin.
Really?
Yeah.
Then why would anybody want to be a Catholic?
Good Lord,
own body. I mean, not to argue with the Holy Father.
I can't do what? See ya!
It doesn't involve anyone else's body. It's just your own. It's what you came out of the womb with.
I don't know, I shouldn't say it's a sin, but they talk, you know, that you'll go blind and then it's not, and that when you do that, it should be with somebody who you love and you're in a marriage with, and that it's for procreation only.
Okay, so she can't even touch herself.
Yeah, you cannot into the Kleenex.
What? Okay, so if you're married, then can you?
God, no.
Even
no, you save yourself.
You can never masturbate.
Mm-mm.
Never.
Mm-mm.
Even after you're married?
I don't think so.
Because I think I started masturbating more.
Of course. Most people do.
On the couch in the front room where we're sleeping most nights.
The ceremony was a revival of one of the church's oldest rituals. The rite is available only to virgins who agree to abstain from sex so they can dedicate their lives to Jesus Christ in what the association describes as a mystical marriage and a profound spiritual blessing. Each woman wears a band on her left ring finger as a symbol, much like a wedding band.
Oh.
Jesus and Lori plan to spend their honeymoon in Cancun.
I,
42, I wonder what she looks like.
Well,
42-year-old virgin.
Now, do you think she's
finally getting married to Jesus?
Are you saying she's only doing this because no man wanted her because she's ugly?
Exactly. Jesus has a lot of, obviously 200 women in the United States and 2,000 women worldwide. 2,000 ugly brides.
Well, then he has a bigger heart than you.
You can't bring Jesus to a company Christmas party. I'm pretty sure he can't get you health benefits from his work. Because what's he do? I don't. Do they have a plan?
Does his own healing.
But Jesus is not even. He doesn't have a choice in this.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Lori dies, and all of a sudden she shows up. Jesus, I'm here,
honey.
Oh,
Christ Almighty! Don't I have a say in this,
honey Almighty?
It's not fair. He didn't get to say no. I don't want to marry you.
Did she change her last name? She hyphenated. What's she doing now?
Lori Rose Christ?
Yeah, Lori Rose Christ.
Lori Rose H. Christ.
Yeah, H.
Like George H. W. Bush. That bothers me. You know why this is really scary for these women? I mean, I admire their devotion to the Lord. I do. But once you've taken that vow and you've said, I will maintain my virginity till the day I die in the name of God or Jesus, now you kind of have to do it. You can't go back on that. There is no option out.
Mm-hmm.
You're committed till death day. That's really a big step. How do you know these women at 50, 55, 60, 65 won't realize
somebody.
They can be, you know, maybe sexually active and still serve the Lord? No, now they're screwed. Oh, well, they're not screwed.
Right, not
now
screwed.
Now they're unscrewed.
What if you're out at a bar, somebody, you know, hey, so maybe we'll go get a drink or something sometime, cup of coffee. Oh, I got married. Oh, what's your husband do? Well, he...
he's the Lord and Savior.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
He works for the Divinity Corporation. Divinity Broadcasting.
How does that come up?
But see, that's the thing, too. It's like they always say that a wedding ring, you know, doesn't prevent people from hitting on you.
No.
It actually sometimes encourages that. And
right.
So to know that, you know, Lori is the bride of Christ,
mm-hmm.
for me to bag Jesus' bitch.
I don't think you want to risk
take
that.
Take that, Jesus.
Yeah, take that, Jesus.
You don't want to risk that retribution.
Yeah.
Remember how Raiders of the Lost Ark ended with all those lightning bolts shooting out? You don't want to be in front of one of those things. You what?
My face melts.
Oh,
she takes off her underwear and I melt.
Was it worth it?
Well, she takes off her underwear and you melt. Maybe she can be there anyway.
Well, because that's Jesus' moment.
Oh, okay.
You know,
right.
Got that lightning coming out of her panties.
That's holy Schlitz.
Oh, Heidi. You know,
I was just
somebody stop her.
I can't. Yeah.
No, seriously, someone stop her.
Turn off my microphone. It might just be for the best. Let me sit here for half an hour and regroup.
Did I ever mention that I've been on a diet a few times in my life?
You have.
Because.
Want a sandwich while we take a break?
Okay, well, my backstory. I'll tell you my commitment to God.
I want to know how it's going,
yeah, well,
too.
The ice cream sundaes are here.
Oh.
It involves me and my commitment to the Lord. We'll be back. If you want to join us, here's our number, 888-520-9710. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.